Amen. Amen. All right. Let's welcome Danny and Debbie Brooks right now from, and I forgot the name of the Texas town. But we're going to welcome. Can we just stand and give them a proper honor, welcome? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's Llano, Texas. We're blessed to live in the most beautiful part of Texas. It's hill country, and it's just gorgeous. We love where we are when we get to be there, which is not often.
But you know what?
That was a whine on my part.
The best thing about where we live, though, is our little country family church.
Cowboy church.
Yes.
Our pastor looks like Charlie Daniels. He's a big old Texas boy. He plays bass. But he preaches God's word, and it's one of the most real churches we've ever attended. I just love everybody in it. We're so blessed to be a part of that church.
I was reading the Bible this morning, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 and 27, where God takes the foolish things to confound the wise, the weak, to confound the strong, and the base things, and to show people that he can do something from him that confounds people that think that if you ever think too highly of ourselves, we need to remember those verses. And the other one that I call even the playing field verses, when King David said, "Oh God, if you should mark iniquities, who could stand?" I think that's Psalms 130, I think verse 6, or I could... So I'm going to start off with a song that I know I wrote it because I felt so discouraged and weak. And I just said, "God, I know that you've forgiven me of this sin. But just because you've forgiven me, I know I ain't going to be perfect from here on in either."
I'll attest to that.
I said, "But you could please fence me in so I don't drift too far out to make a jerk of myself."
When you see me wander, Lord,
like you've done so many times before. When you see my wonder, Lord, fence me, Lord, you say come, I will answer. Lord, I'm calling to you now. Please, 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 when you see my wonder, fence me, oh, fence me. Lord, you say come, I will answer. Lord, I'm calling to you now. Please, 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 when you see my wonder, fence me, oh, fence me. Well, there's a lot of mums here today, and I know if it wasn't for the prayers of my mom and my dad, but it's my mom that I remember the most, because dad worked around the clock. Mom was always at home feeding us and getting us ready for school, and because of my dad always being out on the road, Mom was the... She policed the house. My dad was brought in for the heavier lifting when it was called for.
Guess you saw a lot of your dad.
No, only a couple of times. This goes out for you moms, and you know, my mom and dad prayed for me. Have you got the Meeble one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see any flashing
it's
lights.
It's pointed at you right now.
Okay.
You're on.
All right. My mom prayed and prayed and prayed. And I remember one night she caught me coming upstairs, and I was in an altered state. And it was dark, and out of nowhere, a hand reached out and twisted my ear. And not only twisted my ear, she had me standing on my tippy toes. And she shook my head and said, "You're not fooling anybody. You're not flying right." I'll tell you, when you're in an altered state, you sense things, and I felt the pain from that ear being pulled. That's why I have long hair today, because this ear is an inch longer than my other ear.
You're lying in church, no less.
That's the ticket. But she told me that I was going to walk down that righteous road one day, because Dad and I and the church are praying for you. Every time she did that, oh, I wish she did stop praying. Looking back over my life, it's easy to see I shouldn't be in the spot I'm in now. I don't deserve a kind of show for the love I feel today. I know that it's because Mama prayed, oh, she prayed. Mama prayed,
Mama prayed,
oh, Mama prayed,
Mama prayed.
I can hear a band of angels joining in. Washed in the blood that was shed on Calvary, I'm glory bound because Mama prayed. I was all alone and friendless, nobody called my name, alone with my needles, food and
Almighty God today. Well, the Lord have mercy on me. Mama prayed. Oh, she prayed. Mama prayed.
Mama prayed.
Mama prayed.
Mama prayed.
I can hear a band of angels joining in. I can see a face of tears in the lines of agony. Well, the Lord have mercy on me. Mama prayed.
Cry out for mercy. Wash the blood from your hands. There's
a day of reckoning fast coming around. Where will you stand when it all comes down? Where will you stand when it all comes down? There's a day of reckoning fast coming around. Where will you stand when it all comes down? Where will you stand when it all comes down? When it all comes down, where will you stand?
Song I wrote when I got out of rehab, and I used to wake up with the blue funks. This was still in my crucial period of coming to grips with being acquainted with the new drug of sobriety. And you'd wake up some mornings and your mind just wasn't thinking as sharp and right. And sometimes it's a bit frightening because you wonder why you're feeling this way. And I remember waking up one morning and I felt that way, and I just said, I didn't even think of what I said. It just came out. Job said you can say it in the book of Job. One of his friends that was tormenting him said something quite wise, even though he was off base on a lot of other stuff. Said you can say a thing and declare a thing and it's established. And I just out of blue said, I ain't singing no sad song today. And it was like I was saying, I'm going to make the best of today. I'm not going to let these crippling thoughts cripple me. Picked up my guitar and God just gave me that song. I'm going to do one more song on this guitar. And
for the moment, anyway.
This is called All God's Children. The whole title is All God's Children Gotta Cry Sometimes. And this was based on a true story back home before I came clean and Debbie got me into rehab. I used to play in this rock biker bar called the Queensbury Arms Hotel. And there was a young lady that everybody just adored as their own sister. And everybody watched out for her. She always had a smile and a joke, knew everybody by name. I got there early one night to set up my stuff and went to the bar to get my favorite libation. There was nobody there, but I heard a bit of noise, so I walked up the long bar. The office door was cracked open a bit, and I looked in, and there was this normally effervescent, bubbling over personality just weeping into her hands. I was stunned. She sensed somebody there, started cleaning up and stood up, and I skedaddled back down the bar, and she came out. Hey, Danny, how are you? And it just kind of freaked me out, and I wanted to say something to her, but I didn't. I wrote it in the song. Do
same thing to somebody off the line. Oh, oh, oh.
His is a sweet guitar. When he gets it fixed, he'll be quite happy with it. He's going to play it again. He's just trying to find a spot for it. It won't fit in the car, so don't worry. Well, unless, of course, he leaves one here.
Guy in Nashville, and his wife was dying of cancer, and he was a bandit, and he knew he was living wrong, and she went to Mass every Sunday in the middle of the week, and she was kind of an evangelical Catholic, and he said, Dan, he said, it should be me, not her. He said, no more halfway to heaven for me. And he said, can you write me a song about that? And I said, yes, I think I can. Can you have it ready for tomorrow morning? I said, I think I can. And
challenge accepted.
My sponsor who brought me into Texas, we're going to our hotel room that night. He said, Danny, you got his hopes up. He's thinking of you showing up tomorrow with that song. And I said, well, if I have to stay up all night, I'm going to have it ready. He said, well, I hope you do. That's what I came up with. Different ending. You never done like that before. Thank you. Well, it's 11. I remember on in Mount Dennis, where I was mostly raised as a kid, and we used to go to the Pentecostal Holiness Church just up the street. But it was Mrs. Mann on Rutherford Avenue, and she had a Bible club, and it was every Tuesday nights. And she always had treats, and at the end of the class, everybody got a treat. They were always good treats, and I know a lot of people, myself included, came to get that treat. But she had a fun way of teaching Bible stories. And I know, looking back now, it had impact on my life. And it certainly had impact on when they did a pre-sentence report when I was in the courtroom. This lady spoke very highly of me, the judge. His name was Clooney, but they called him Rosemary Clooney because he was known to cry sending people to prison. And he read the pre-sentence. He said, what I'm reading here and what I'm looking at and reading this, what you did, I can't believe it. But Mrs. Mann's help on the pre-sentence report helped me avoid penitentiary. I know that. So I'm glad to see that these two young people have been enthusiastically taught, and it looks like they're going to be enthusiastically taught again by their new teacher.
He's going to have to grow a handlebar mustache, though. He had that laugh down way too good.